There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, God is good. God is good, always. What a momentous day. Even though we obviously knew because of the leak that the Roe decision was likely going to be overturned, now that it's happened, I'm never at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for words to accurately describe the elation I feel today. That in the end, you know, the good guys won, at least temporarily. This fight never ends. Many of you are wondering why are you here today? Although it is a Dan Bongino show. I told you yesterday and the whole week I was taking off today. I have a wedding to go to. Well, I changed my flight. I actually recorded my podcast early before the Roe v. Wade decision was released. I honestly wasn't sure it was going to come out today. So this is the first time ever, if you're watching on my podcast, you're actually listening to my radio show too. We've never done this before. I actually have a Friday podcast I already released. We interviewed Dinesh D'Souza and it came out before the decision. I was not sure they were going to release it today. So I decided to come in. I'm going to do the first half hour of the show. And then the great Kurt Schlichter, an awesome guy, a lawyer, a man who served this country. He's been a guest on the show many times. He's going to take over after the first half hour, but it would be malpractice for me as a conservative after having fought for this my entire life, along with people who fought, dedicated their entire life to the cause of life, to not come in and give you my thoughts on this subject now that this is such a momentous day. So we're going to record this, put it on my podcast channel as well as a special first time we've ever done it. So if you heard that intro to my podcast, you're like, what is that? That sounds like his radio show. That's because it is. God is good, folks. Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm like 6'1", 210 pounds. Now you think I'd be a little tougher on these things, but it's just, I'm just having a hard time believing. I never really thought this would happen. I always knew Roe v. Wade was poorly decided. Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself acknowledged that the decision was an absurdity, although she used a different language, couched it a different way. She understood the legal basis for Roe v. Wade, which I'm sure Kurt will address later as well as a lawyer, always rested on the non sequiturs and nonsense. But it's a landmark decision. And I want you to understand, although it doesn't make abortion illegal around the country, and I'll get to you in a second what it does and what it doesn't do, because that's important. Discuss this on the Fox show tomorrow too, because I don't want anybody hijacking the argument here. Make no mistake, lives that would have been destroyed, children that would have been killed and terminated in the womb, who would have never lived to invent the next great antibiotic, to develop the next energy technology, develop the next diabetes drug, to become teacher of the year, to change your kids' lives as a math professor, to change your kids' lives as a little league coach who just taught your kid about leadership. A lot of those people would have never lived who are going to live today. It's a momentous decision. And it reminds me of a couple things that I want to get to today. First, I want to just say we have to use reason moving forward. For as emotional a day this is for us, we are conservatives. You know, this show, we can use a lot of humor, sometimes a lot of anger. It happens. But one thing we're bedrocked in that the other side isn't now is reason, calling for days of rage and violence, and God only knows what's going to happen next with them. I don't know. The show's live. I'm here. This is not a best of. I don't know. I'm traveling today. I have security around my house, obviously 24/7 for this precise reason. I wish I didn't have to do it, but I do. I'm traveling today. I got to get security with us. It's just, I wish we didn't have to think that way. But you got to keep your head in a swivel around these people. It's important we use reason moving forward. We don't fall into the trap they're setting for us on the other side. So let me get to a couple things about this momentous day. Roe v. Wade collapsing, finally. this dreadful decision, this stain on American jurisprudence. First, folks, what it does, it does not ban abortion around the country. Candidly, because you're going to spend time with me, I'm going to spend time with you, and I owe you the truth, as I always say. Candidly, I wish it did, but it does not do that. Anyone telling you that on CNN or MSNBC or in the op-ed page of the New York Times, anyone telling you that is lying. They are making that up. It does not do that. It does not ban abortion. I wish it did. It does not. That is not a fact. It's not even an opinion. It's a lie. It does not ban abortion. Many states, conservative leaning, many states with a red tinge, it will restrict abortion. In some states, it will ban it. It does not ban abortion around the United States. That is inaccurate. It does not do that. Anyone telling you that is lying. What it does do is it turns the decision-making process and abortion legislation back over to the states. The states are run by people, voters. We live in a constitutional republic bedrocked in the consent of the governed. That's what it does. If you live in a state where you think terminating life in the womb is virtuous, and you think a life is a choice, I wish it weren't the case, but as you will get to vote on that. And in many cases, run by left-leaning lunatics, I'm sure they're going to vote to expand abortion, acting like it's some sacrament. I'm sure it'll only be a matter of seconds, if not moments, before every Democrat has a fundraising email. Kathy Hochul and Gavin Newsom declare abortion till after birth, till a month after birth, otherwise known as infanticide. Sadly, they'll be able to do that. Now, they will be able to do that because abortion is not illegal in the United States now. Again, lefties telling you that are making it up, which is odd because the same channels telling you abortion will now be illegal across the United States are then going to run segments of Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul talking about expanding abortion. How is that? How are those? Those are zero sum. Both of those things can't be true. It's either A or B, not AB. So we just said what it does and what it doesn't do. Here's another thing it doesn't do. Yeah, listen, it doesn't matter. No matter how many times I tell you this, it doesn't matter. You're still going to hear it from your lefty friends who are probably foaming at the mouth right now and screaming and wetting their diapers. I get it. What it doesn't do. Matter of fact, it clearly states in the decision, it does not do this. It does not destroy gay marriage or birth control arguments that were argued before the court. It does not do that. There are many conservatives out there who would like to see those cases come to the courts later as well. This case does not do that. That is a big period, full stopperoo. It does not do that. As a matter of fact, if you read the decision, which I did when it was leaked, and it looks very similar, I haven't seen any real substantive changes. If you read the decision, they clearly state that this does not affect the gay marriage rulings, Obergefell, and the birth control Griswold ruling. It doesn't. I'm just telling you, anyone telling you that is lying. Does that mean there are not going to be cases in the future to either expand or fight against those legal cases? That doesn't mean that. But anyone telling you that this case is going to impact those specific rights is lying. They specifically said the opposite in the case. Another takeaway from today. Ladies and gentlemen, elections matter. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I hear you. I leave my messages open on Facebook. I hear you on Twitter, on Truth, on Parler. I read your traffic, not all of it, but a lot of it, as much as I can. We have a questions for Dan on Friday. We keep phone lines open. I do everything I can to not insulate myself in this studio bubble. I am no better, no worse than you. I am one of you. I just have a microphone. That's the only difference. I read your traffic as much as I can. Ask my wife. She yells at me because she thinks it makes me crazy. Right, Jim? Jim, too. Every time someone comments, Dan, I didn't like that segment. I'm ready to change the whole show. Jim's like, dude, it's one guy. Will you stop? I'm not kidding. He too. He's like, you got to relax. I do it because I never want to lose touch. But one of the things I read a lot is elections are bull. I ain't vote no more. It's all crap. You know what, folks? Yeah, there's a lot of scamming that goes on in elections. That 2000 Mules movie, Dinesh on earlier, opened my eyes. You can watch that podcast today, by the way. It's an eye-opening interview if you want to check it out. Some of you listening on this podcast channel now, the radio's already heard it. There was a lot of stuff that went on that last election. The hiding of the Hunter Biden laptop information, the unconstitutional Pennsylvania changes and the voting laws. There was a lot that happened. But folks, it's not an excuse to give up. Cheating, malfeasance, election losses, suspicious election losses are not an excuse to throw in the towel and say, blank it, I'm done. There's no done. This is not a golf game. It's a boxing match. You could be done in golf. Nobody cares. Guy in front of you doesn't care. The guy behind you plays through. He doesn't care. The greens owner gets his money from you. He doesn't care. Nobody cares if you quit the golf game. Nobody. This is a boxing match. This isn't that. You don't just get to quit in a boxing match because the other guy's still kicking your ass, okay? I give up. I don't care. This isn't Roberto Duran, no mas. There's no ref and you're in a boxing ring with a cage around it. The other guy is still whooping your ass. There's no giving up. We should fight against cheating. We should do everything we can for voter ID to make elections easy to vote in and hard to cheat in. But even despite the cheating that we know happens, we've got to vote because they mattered here. Don't tell me they didn't matter. Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016. Don't tell me it didn't happen. I was there. I was on CRTV the night it happened. You all remember, this is not like Back to the Future. It just happened not that long ago. He won. Donald Trump won, and we got three justices that voted in the most important decision in the Supreme Court defending life we've had in 50 plus years. You want to be a naysayer? Fine. I like that. I appreciate that because it makes you skeptical. Be skeptical about everything. Voter integrity, elections, everything. It keeps us sharp. But don't not vote. Not voting is just quitting. It's just quitting. Will your vote count less with cheating? It will. Will it count for nothing? No. No, it won't. It will not. I'm not running, folks. I have no dog in this fight. I'm not saying it because I win. I win nothing. I just understand that unfortunately cheating's part of the system, but elections do have consequences. In this case, these consequences may have saved millions of lives. I'm no fan of McConnell. You know that. Goes without saying, but I'm not an idiot either. And a hat tip where I think he did us a big disservice on the gun bill, but McConnell didn't stop the disastrous, dreadful Merrick Garland from getting on the court. It'd be a far different day today. I'm sure of it. Roberts would have gone in a completely different direction. Definitely would have overturned Roe. May have just hit that Mississippi law directly in the Dobbs case. Finally, folks, before we go to a break, I want to make one last point here. I'll come back after this and then I'll turn the show over to Kurt. And thank you for sticking with me. I had to be with you here today. I had delayed a flight. I explained to the person the wedding I'm going to that if we're late, we're late. And believe me, she understands. I want to end on this point. The purpose of politics is to advance principles. The purpose of principles is not to advance politics. And any buffoon telling you today in the Republican Party, oh, this is a terrible thing. It's going to excite the Democrat base before the election. Get out of the party today and turn in your damn card. Don't ever come back. The purpose of this movement is to save lives and to save liberty and to save freedom. And if you don't understand that, take your ass and get out of this party. The purpose of these principles are everlasting. And the purpose of you in that seat is to advance those principles. And if you don't get that, and you're more worried about your seat than saving human lives, then turn in your Republican card tomorrow. Get the out of here. Take a one-way ticket out of the GOP. The purpose of your politics is to advance these principles. It's not the other way around. And anyone who's telling you otherwise, anyone who even implies it or winks and nods, get them out of your seat and get to resign tomorrow because you're a disgrace to this movement. What happened today mattered. What happened today mattered. Purpose of politics is to advance principles. It's not the other way around.
You just heard Dan Bongino.